didn't actually work in Ernie factory, but I worked for a company called Atlas Products that was Ernie's owned as well. And it made plastic spoons for HB ice cream, and it made rosary beads for the rosary priest, Father Payton. And I worked there when I was 13, and I used to get 15 shillings a week for my summer holidays. Daddy, of course, got me the job. There was a lady there, Betty Sinnott. She was the boss there. And there was two other ladies and myself worked there when I was 13. So then...
So what were you? Well, what kind of work were you doing?
Just taking the spoons off the machine, off the mould, packing them.
But what were you doing with the rosary beads?
The rosary beads would come off the machine and you'd put them in a little bag and pack them in a box of 1,000, and you had to count these by hand. And they were all sent off to the rosary, to the foreign missions. And that's where I worked first. And then in 1969, when I left school, I got a job in the cost office in Ernie's. And I worked there till I had my first child in 1977. You know, it was a great community spirit in Ernie's. Now, in 1969, I mean, I knew everybody that worked in Ernie's. I mean, I had lived all my life in Ernie Chocolates as such. And I knew most people there, and most people knew me, you know, from the time I was able to walk, and Dad used to bring us into the factory. So, like, I would have been very well known. And I worked there for 8 years and enjoyed every minute. It was great community spirit, great people to work there. A lot of people from Crumlin and Walkinstown, people from Clondalkin, but mainly Talla, you know, Talla Village, St. Melrose Park and Talla. And behind where Ernie's was in Culbertsforth, a lot of the local people there worked for Ernie's as well.
And was it a good place to have a job?
It was. It was a great place to work and have a job. Yeah, as I say, well, I mean, I was at home there because I walked to work. It took me about 2 minutes, and walked home for lunch. And if I wasn't in, the girls would say to Dad, "Where is she?" And he'd come back and I'd probably be in bed.
Probably still in bed because you couldn't get Mary out of the bed.
Yeah, but it was a great place to work. Yeah, great community spirit in it, you know. And
social club.
They had a social club, you know, and I was involved in that, and the swimming, and
Used
to play rings and the Christmas
pitch and putt
club. And, you know, so it was a great place to work, you know. I thoroughly enjoyed it anyway.
Yeah, and Helen, can you tell me then, you're not one of the Williamses here
now?
No,
I'm not. An honorary member.
She's an honorary member, yeah.
But can you tell me, so you're Helen...
Kyo. Well, I'm Helen Toner now, but I was Helen Kyo.
Okay.
And my father worked there for 20 years.
Yeah.
He worked actually first in Glen Abbey, which was maybe the opposition to Ernie. He started there, and then he got the job in Ernie's. And sure, it was... part of our lives, really, you know. Like, everybody around worked in Ernie, and everybody wore the smocks, or you worked in the factory, and you know, and we worked there in summer holidays in the factory. And then I went on to work in the office for 3 years before it closed. And I always reckon, I still say to this day, if it never had closed, I'd still be there, because I loved it.
Bernie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bernie, what were you doing inside in?
Well, I worked in Atlas Products as well, just summer holidays, I think for 2 years, and then in Ernie Chocolates every summer until I left school.
It was kind of part-time work. So.
Oh, yeah, just summer work. We were taking, we'd start in the end of June and we'd work July and August. And like that.
Can you describe the factory to me? Had it all different little compartments?
There was.
And what department were you in?
Well, you were spread around, like, depending on where you were needed. When you worked for the summer, you literally went. I worked most of the time doing Brazil nuts, and then Turkish delights and hard boilers, jellies, boxes of chocolates. It was dependent, whatever needed to be done.
How did you not put on weight?
We did. Plus, they had a job shop, and every Friday you could go into the job shop and you could buy bags of bars or bags of Brazil nuts, like damaged sweets or sweets that were, the chocolate wasn't sitting on them properly. And they used to have a job shop, and like they came from far and wide to go in, and they'd be queuing outside on a Friday evening. With our bags to go in, and
you
get a little brown bag full of bars. I can't remember how much it would have been.
Sixpence.
It was minimal.
Then a shilling.
Well, that was lovely, this was a kind of a lucky dip, really.
Yeah,
wasn't
but everybody from Talla came. It was only supposed to be staff, but everybody, like from Melrose Park, everywhere. Biscuits as well. You know, and then Jacobs.
Like Jacobs, when they were there, everybody used to be able to go in to get the broken biscuits and that out of the, out of Jacobs as well.
Yeah. And
Jacobs eventually came.
Oh, yes, yeah. So so having that job then and being there, another sense would be, of course, the smell. You know, when you go in the morning, the smell of chocolate.
Gorgeous. Yeah, but everybody liked that. Because we grew up on the premises, you know, from the time we were tots, we would have known all the staff.
Yeah.
So, like, when we went in there to work, like, you weren't going in as your first job in the summer, where you knew everybody. I mean, you knew the girls you were working with because you would have palled with them socially in the youth club. You knew all the grown men and women because they were your neighbours and friends. And as I say, they would have known us all since we were tots.
Yeah.
And you knew them all, like, by first names, from the big bosses right down to the floor staff, like.
And did you all hand over a few bob to
oh, we did,
to
every
your mother?
Week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every week you got your little brown envelope with your wages.
Yeah.
And we all
That kept you going then, didn't it? And you bought the groceries and
yeah,
the
yes, yeah, all the groceries, yeah.
Yeah, before actually, I don't want to leave.
My memories now are like Bernie's. You went in your summer holidays, and Bernie said something there that was wrong. We went in on June and July. And we always went away for the month of August to Skerries.
In an Orny van.
In an Orny van. That's exactly what we did. So, and like Bernie, we worked wherever we were needed.
So summer holidays were Skerries.
We had a month every year in Skerries. We packed up.
Dad used to rent a house down there for the month of August.
And we spent
in a house or a caravan?
In a house down in Skerries for the month, you know. So we got our savings, our few bob savings when we worked, you know, that was put away for our holidays, you know. So we'd have a few bob.
First of August.
Bikes.
Yeah.
Bikes and all in the early
Aran jumpers and Aran hats.
Well, listen, I'm going to come back again to you because, Margaret, you're the mother and you saw all this happening. And so can I just rack your brains a bit and just... When you were here and what was your husband's name again?
Joe Williams.
Joe, yeah. When Joe
was
out.
He was called Jack Williams, but when he came to Orny, was Joe Williams.
Yeah.
In Orny was Joe Williams.
And so it was a good job. Was it a pensionable job?
Yes. Yeah.
And you know, was it so a sense of security there? Was there?
Oh, there was. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, plenty of security.
And, you know, when you look at... Because I'm talking to you now about the 1950s, you know, right through the decade, 50s and the 60s. And money was, you know, there were the hungry 50s. A lot of people emigrating.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, factory life in Talla in the 1950s, you know, I suppose the one thing would be the bikes, wouldn't it be, you know, a whole rush of bikes to the factory in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, well, we started off with bikes. Well, my husband used to cycle out first from Bath Avenue, cycle out to Orny, and then we ended up with a tandem, and then we ended up with a Morris Minor, and then we ended up in the Merck.
Daddy had a couple of Morris Minors.
Yeah, my husband, I used to say, his car was his first love and his golf was his second. I don't know where I came after that.
And when it came to socialising in the club, there was a variety show.
We always had dress dances. Lots of photographs there now. Well, I've loads of photographs there now if you want to see them, of all the dress dances in Orny. You know, it'd be in Cleary's, in Cleary's or in the Metropole. And dress dances every year used to be great.
And, of course, a lot of the staff would have met their either wife or future husband
in Orny. Mm. Yeah, yes.
Tell them about Gallagher's at the turkeys at Christmas.
Yeah, Mrs. Gallagher was the first one to bring the white turkeys to Dublin, or to Talla.
And so can you tell me that story?
She reared turkeys in the grounds.
Yeah.
And she was the first to bring white turkeys. Nobody knew about white turkeys until...
What did she do? Import the white turkey and breed them?
Obviously she did, yeah.
And we used to get one at Christmas, didn't we? Yeah, at Christmas we'd get a Christmas present from Gallagher's, that were the owners. Yeah. But I remember them going round the grounds, you know.
The turkeys like would go around, you know, free range going round there. And they had beautiful gardens, you know. They had gardeners, you know, looking after them.
Mm. Now, the name Ernie, I was told, was a place name
Treban.
Oh, in the north of Ireland.
In the north of Ireland, They came down. I don't know when the exact date was. I don't know, it was late 40s. But when they came, and they obviously named the place here in Talla.
Have you any idea what that name means?
No.
Ernie?
No. But the phrase "any time is Ernie time" materialised after that, you know.
Ernie for the journey.
Ernie for the journey, all these sayings for
that on the radio.
Yeah, and so the Gallaghers lived in the townsland of Ernie.
Of Ernie, yes.
In Strabane area.
In Strabane, yeah.
And they named the factory. And so when they came down, do you remember them in the 50s?
Well, they were I don't know how long they were down here before we came to live.
Oh, they were here since the 20s. Yeah. But so how did you remember... Was he a gentleman? Was he a stuck up kind of person?
Was he a dog, a chihuahua, and he used to carry you around in his pocket.
Oh, on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Small little chihuahua dog. And I was very nice.
Very distinguished looking man.
Yes, yes. Mm.
And would he stop and talk to you now on the street?
He was a lovely person too. Yeah.
Would they stop and talk to you in the street?
Oh, they would, yes.
What kind of conversation would go on?
Well, just ask you how you were and how do you like the house you're living in and things like that. Yeah, they were all very nice. Then there was the son Raymond Gallagher. And then there was
Where did Arthur Bean come from?
I don't know where he came from, but... He lived on the premises too, didn't he?
He was one of the managers. He's a small-sized
man.
I have no idea where he came from. Now, he had a family. He had one girl around our age, about my age, and he had older children, but we didn't really know them very well.
They
went to boarding school, so we wouldn't really have known them, you know, the children. But we knew him from being around, and from he was a managing director when I worked there.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And I know the management changed over the years a few times. So when the Gallaghers sold it out sometime in the 1970s, wasn't it?
'76.
Was there a bit of a... were people lonely after them? I mean, or did they mind the fact that it was
changed? Just time
just went from
it was progression.
I don't know. I think it was just a progression.
People never lost their jobs. Continued on.
But modernized, maybe.
Yeah.
But did people talk about the fact that they resigned or that they left or they gave up? Is it because of old age or why?
The son was part of the management for a while, but now to me they were always, Mr. and Mrs. Keller were always old, but when I was only a teenager, probably anybody over 30 was probably old anyway, but I do remember him driving around in his Jag with the chihuahua on his shoulder, and the automatic gates. Beautiful grounds, and the turkeys wandering around, and you know, lovely memories. They were lovely people.
Phil Barry was his housekeeper.
Yes,
and she lived on the premises as well.
George Webb was the chauffeur. He was the chauffeur for Mr. Gallagher, and then he used to bring the children to school. He was chauffeur for bring the children to school.
So
and collect them.
He was still one of the I suppose the gentry of the time, living and being chauffeured around, and probably always dressed well. Did he?
Always in a suit. My remembrance of him, he always had a suit, and I think a waistcoat probably, but always very well, like the gentry, as you say. The nearest the gentry that we'd ever seen in Talla, I can assure you.
No, we had the Nolans. We had the
Gary
Gniff, yes, which is gone now as well. We had other
generations.
Colonel Nolan.
And if you don't mind, I'd love to look at those photographs and see some of the memorabilia that you would have kept over the years. You know,
amazing pictures.
So, and tell me,
Ed, one thing.
Yeah.
It's all the bars of chocolate they made.
Oh my goodness! Look at this. So people will always remember
the two and two.
Yeah.
And the Rovals. They were the equivalent of
the peppermint cream and
fries Cadbury.
My goodness! Yeah.
They were always in competition with the Rolo. Rovals.
Rovals, yeah. And did they do a kind of a Smartie as well?
Beano's they were called.
And was that called after the manager, Beano? Or,
no, I wouldn't think so. No.
A coincidence. That's, yeah.
He was, have you that turned off? He was called many things.
Not a Beano.
Easter eggs as well.
Yeah, he used to do Easter eggs at Easter as well. Beano Easter eggs, yeah.
And I'm saying that was like a crunchy,
Brazil nuts and Turkish delight. And
because we always
had Orny sweets. I remember Daddy used to always bring them home, and then Mammy used to always hide them, but we always found our hiding place. No matter where she hid them, we found them. But we used to always love get Cadbury's chocolate or something, because it was different from Orny's. And my grandmother, Lord of Mercy, that would have been Mammy's mother.
Yeah.
She was a very sweet tooth. And she used to come out.
And did she live long enough for you to know? Yeah. Oh my goodness.
All the different sizes.
These eggs.
Oh right, and so the chocolate would be
all the different
put into these molds,
and
cooked in that way.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so interesting. And do you have the photographs as well that go with those? But
we used to always love to get Cadbury's chocolate, and my grandmother, Mammy's mother, when she used to come out to visit us in Talla, she used to come out once a week to visit us in Talla, and she had a very sweet tooth. But there used to be a shop on the Bachelor, on just down from O'Connell Bridge there. And they used to sell sweets, and she used to go in there and buy bags of jellies and fizzy sweets. And that used to be our treat. Even though we lived with sweets all our life, when she came off that bus with the sweets, we used to be into her bag.
Because they were different sweets.
Because they were different.
I want to get a copy of
that. Oh, this is an old map of
And that could give you an idea of the houses and the...
There's now where we lived.
Right in the corner of what street here now?
Yeah, Orny Road.
That's Orny Road.
That's the road that you came up tonight. That's where Ayrton Road is. That's the water plant.
That's being cute,
eh? And Ernie's owned all this land, isn't it?
There's my house here.
Well, that's nearly 200 yards behind the factory.
Yeah.
So we're looking at a huge span of
down nearly as far as Talla Hospital now.
Yes.
And does any of that remain? No, is it all gone?
Calvert's Fort is the only thing that remains.
My mother lives still here in this house, and I built a house on this patch of grass.
Okay, so you were telling me, Helen, isn't it, Helen? And you're not one of the family
here. No,
this was my family home. Which was one of the houses
Ernie didn't own them because the local county council took them over. Yeah,
but everybody in these houses worked in the factory.
Everyone, with the exception of a few, but most, yes,
And the
that's our house there.
Yeah, right at the corner.
The Williamses live there. Yeah,
their garden.
When you look back at all of this now, and it's all gone. It's all totally gone.
That's where Jacobs is now.
Directly across the road from where the factory was. Yeah. And so kind of what all these doors and all these places. But the manager, Mr. Gallagher, he actually lived on the site as well. Fantastic.
That was an Orny house.
Yeah.
There was two Orny houses
here.
Yeah.
And there was more down further there.
This was a pitch and putt they took over piece. And they had the pitch and putt. My father, mother, and my brother, they all played pitch and putt for Orny, except with the exception of me. I didn't. But
it's lovely indeed. Yeah. And Margaret, do you have the dress dance photographs you were talking about? Now, Bernie, can you talk me through some of these photographs here?
Who's in them?
Well,
I wouldn't know it. Mammy would be able to tell you. That's Daddy and Mammy.
All right, and this must have been the 50s then.